You know, in Luke chapter 4, the first time that Jesus was physically encountered Satan, he spoke to him. And everything the enemy challenged him with was in the physical. When he was confronted with Satan, everything Satan asked was in the physical. What were they? Throw yourself off this mountain. Turn this stone into bread. Bow down. Satan was asking him to do physical things, but Jesus replied, he said, it is written. It is written. He used his spoken word to defeat the enemy. Because all of those things Jesus could have done and more. But he was teaching us a lesson. Because you know what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10? For though we walk in this flesh, we don't war according to the flesh. So we don't submit to his physical demands. Cancer is a physical thing, but the Bible's told me to declare that by his stripes I am healed. See, everything the enemy throws at me is a physical attack. 2 Corinthians 10 says, for though I walk in this flesh, I don't war against the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty in God for pulling down the strongholds. Paul said, your weapons aren't in the physical. They're not in the flesh. That is why the enemy's fighting you in the flesh, because your flesh is carnal. But Paul said, don't fight it in the flesh. Don't fight it in the flesh. Your weapons are mighty in God. Your weapons, daughter of the king, are mighty in God. Your weapons, son of the living God, you have weapons that are far greater than any physical element that he's going to throw at you. Paul said, don't let us not be a Christian generation that comes and fights. Though I walk in this flesh, though I walk on this earth, my weapons are not carnal. For they are mighty in my God. You know what? God made you that way. He didn't make you strong so you could fight this in the natural. He made you strong in your mind. That's why he said, don't fight it. Pull down the stronghold. He said, don't fight it in the natural. Just pull down the authority that's taking you right now. I spoke at prayer meeting last week that a stronghold is something that has built itself up. It's a lie, then I believed it, then I continued to believe it, then I started to walk in it, and now I have a fortress against me. Otherwise, it wasn't a stronghold when it was a lie. And that's why Paul said, take down the stronghold right there and then before it becomes a stronghold and a fortress inside of you. Paul's saying, we weren't made that way. He never created us that way. He said, how we created you is mighty in God. Our Christian walk is about this cross. It's about this cross. It's about that. Do you know what I find the most hysterical thing about our Christian walk? That as Christians, we take off Christmas and we go on holidays because it's a public holiday. Instead of filling the houses of God and worshiping what he did for us. We're going, oh, we got 4 days off. I'm going to take my annual leave. But what we should be doing is filling the houses of God, saying, look at what he did. No holiday is good enough. No holiday is going to replace what my God did, what my Savior did, what my promise. The only one who's going to hold to your promises is him. He said what I've spoken. A yes and amen. Don't go this Easter. I'm going to be your pastor. Don't go. Fill this house with mighty uproars of praise to the Savior King who gave his everything for me. The reason I live and breathe is because that cross is empty. There is nothing, no sand, no beach, no mountain. mountain that can take that away from me. Let's fill our houses this coming Easter. Fill our altars with complete reverence of what the Savior did for me. I didn't deserve it. But that cross is empty. That cross has got my hope on it. That cross has got my promises on it. That cross has got my healing on it. That cross has got my finances on it. It's got it all on there. It's got my shame. He said, Marilla, take your shame off and put it on the cross. That's what Easter's about. It's not a service. It's not a religious service. It's the fact he took shame and fear off my life and he put it on his cross. And put it on his cross. But Jesus said to his disciples, Jesus said it to you and I in Matthew 16. If anyone would come after me. You know, when I read that, when Jesus spoke those words, he says, if anyone. He knew that not everyone was going to do it. Not everyone could do it. He said, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. How do you know I'm a Christian? Because I follow my Savior. That is what sets me apart. I have the same carnal fights that everybody has. We all have the same carnal fights that everyone has. But what sets us apart is that I want to follow Christ in this situation. That cross tells the world I have a faith that breathes hope in me every single morning. A faith that sets my heart alight when all there is a sinking pit in there. That faith that says that my God can supply it, even though I can't see it. I know he's still working. But you know, Jesus was not talking about a wooden cross. He wasn't asking you to take up a wooden cross. He wasn't talking about a cross that all of us could see. Do you remember when he was on the cross that the people said to him, save yourself, come off the cross. Do you remember that? When they looked at Jesus and thought, you're Jesus, save yourself, come off the cross. But do you know why they said that to him? Because the cross that he was carrying was only the one that they could see. Why could Jesus not get off the cross? Because the cross that he was actually carrying was inside of him and it was you and me. So the enemy said to Jesus, get off the cross, you can do that. Every single day of your life, the enemy is going to say, get off that cross and just give in. Give in to the temptation. Give in to the brokenness. Give in to the depression. You've tried to fight this before. But that's when they said to Jesus, get off the cross. Save yourself. But Jesus couldn't get off the cross because it wasn't the physical cross he was carrying. It was the cross in his heart for you and me. For you and me. And when Jesus said, If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. What is your cross this morning? We all came in here wonderfully dressed, smiling and dancing, because in the presence of God, our atmosphere changed, our world began to take its promises back. That's what the power of church does, communion does, together. I don't know who walked in this house this morning. I don't know what burden, what cross you came in. Maybe your cross is staying in a hopeless marriage. Maybe your cross is staying in a family, even though the easiest way is to leave. Maybe your cross is staying single. And all you want is something different. Maybe your cross is working in a job that you hate. Maybe your cross is working in a job knowing that you're more qualified. But you're doing it because God has asked you to. Maybe your cross is standing in faith after every doctor report comes in and says, there's nothing else. There's no one else we can turn to. Maybe your cross is celebrating every baby dedication, yet your cross is that you can't conceive. Maybe your cross is raising children and you're completely alone. We all have a cross to bear. We all have a cross to bear. But the cross is my faith that all that I have is still at work for the promises that he gave me. We all have a cross. Jesus said, take up that cross. Marella, take up that cross of singleness and come with me, for I will take you to nations to talk. Maybe your cross is teaching mothers that want to give up. Newcastle is one of the highest suicide rates for children. Maybe your cross is to love them when they keep spitting in your face and keep telling you to walk away, and you just know that there's a cross, they're going, I can't let go of you. Jesus said, if you can take your cross. I love the Bible. He says, I'm your promise keeper. I'm going to bring all those things to pass. But for this season, there's still a cross for you to carry. So as I walk in this church and I carry my cross, I carry it with hope and faith. And I release the truth that my God will supply all my needs. But my cross has debt on it, but my God shall supply all my needs. And that's why he said, let me take your cross. You know, even when Jesus walked that road, the cross became so heavy that his legs began to give in way. Simon is right there. That is a supernatural moment, just that, how Simon was there at that moment. And he took the cross off Jesus and carried it for such a time. Do you know that's, Jesus could have carried it, but he let, there's sometimes you got to give it to your family to carry. But Jesus didn't say, thanks, let me have a bit of a breather. He walked with Simon. He walked every step of the way with Simon. It was still his weight. It was still his weight. That's what church is. Church is about coming in and saying, can you help me carry this week? That's what it is. That's what it is. Church is about, I can't carry the cross anymore. I'm just going to lay it at the altar. Just while Jesus takes it and you guys just come and be my armor bearers. Lift up my arm. I'm just in a battlefield this morning. I'm just on a battlefield this morning. I can't do it. But who knows that when you got here this morning, you were just like, I don't know if I can do it. But by the end of it, even though I can't see it, you're still working. You're still working. That's what the Spirit of God says. That's why he fought for you to get up this morning and go to church. He didn't want you to go to church to just tick off an attendance record. He wanted you to go to church because he had something to say. I got a cross. This week it's a bit heavy. If you follow me, take up your cross. 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 We're in the natural, we look in the physical. you know, just in our little home church here in ICC, I can say we've got an amazing prayer life, amen? The prayer meetings in this house on Wednesday night and on Sunday morning are powerful. But you didn't see the cross that the senior pastor had to carry when he opened the Wednesday doors every single Wednesday for years and nobody came in. But him and his wife had prayer meeting. We see a mighty powerful prayer meeting happening, going, whoa, that church. But you didn't see the years of carrying a cross where nobody came to pray. But he carried that cross and declared that this would be a house of prayer. So we can stand here and rejoice in the new era that we're living in. But there was years of someone carrying the cross. Our senior pastor has spoken to thousands in Brazil and Africa. And people say, how do you get those open doors? It's because every Sunday he would open it. Even if five people came, he would still preach with the same passion that he had if he was in front of 10,000, if he was in front of his five. It never changed. But that's not easy. When you know you've got a cross, but you know there's a hope and a promise. And I stand and see the legacy that our senior pastor is leaving on this earth. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people that have been impacted. But do you know how many years that people wanted him not to be a pastor, that tried to take him off? But it was a cross because he had a promise that God was going to use him. God was going to take him. We see the now, we see the power, we see the influence, we see the change of era. But someone, we are walking on the trademarks of a cross that's been drawn. Can you imagine on that Via Della Rosa where the cross, and it was nothing small like this. But the weight of it marked the ground in his footsteps. He kept, save yourself, Jesus. Get off the cross. Save yourself. It's not about this physical wooden cross I'm carrying. It's got nothing to do with this cross. It's about my children that are going to be set free if I go through this season. If I go through this season. Jesus was, you know, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, God, Father, take this cup. But then he turned it back. But let your will be done, not mine. This morning you might have a cross, but I want you to speak out those words, but it's not my will, let your will be done. Because this cross is for a season. This cross is for a season. This cross is for a season. How do we do this? How do we do this, ICC? How do we do this? How do we do it? By coming each single time, regardless of what is happening in the natural, and bringing the cross to his footstool. Because he said the earth and everything in it is at his footstool. So what you are carrying, he said, I need you to place that under my feet. Why don't we stand this morning?